Donald Trump slams Biden's handling of COVID. He was going to quickly get rid of the China virus. By Wendell Hasebo on December 21, 2021. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday slammed President Biden on Tuesday for not shutting down the Chinese coronavirus amid resurgent Omicron-related chaos. Joe Biden was supposedly elected because he was going to quickly get rid of COVID-19, sometimes referred to as the China virus, Trump said. How's that working out? He questioned. Trump's statement comes as the coronavirus is creating chaos for the Biden administration nearly 1 year after Biden promised to shut down the virus. In just 1 week, the White House has faced a string of multiple setbacks. On Monday, the Omicron variant, first discovered at the end of November, overtook the Delta variant as the most dominant strain of the virus, accounting for 73% of fresh infections, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced. The Omicron variant has caused a shortage of testing kits across the nation, creating a panic that infections may go undetected. Biden on Tuesday plans to ramp up the production of tests once again. But the Health Industry Distributors Association revealed Monday that up to 12,000 shipping containers full of highly demanded medical supplies are stuck in transit due to President Biden's supply chain crisis. In addition to testing kits in short supply, the CDC issued a warning last week about Johnson & Johnson vaccines safely in respects to blood clots or thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS. TTS is a serious, but rare, adverse event that causes blood clots with low platelets, the CDC claimed. Additionally, many school classrooms last week shut their doors early for Christmas in fear of the coronavirus chaos. On Friday, Biden bragged he had reopened schools after the pandemic, but setbacks are forcing entire cities to shut down. For instance, Boston announced Monday it will ban unvaccinated Americans from restaurants, clubs, bars, sports facilities, gyms, and entertainment venues. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.